Patreon is what we're trying to say. Patreon.
Hello.
Very good.
Are we Russian?
I think we're Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. I was Russian Mrs. Doubtfire.
Right.
Hello.
Vodka.
Nah, that's normal Doubtfire.
Huh.
The vodka bit wasn't.
Hello, vodka.
That's how you know the difference. Mm-hmm. Hello, Patreon.
Hi, everyone. It's
Merry
so
Christmas.
Oh, woo.
What? Merry Christmas.
What?
Do you say Merry Christmas like that?
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. God, you're cute.
We never addressed it on the actual, like, the main feed, the mainstream, if you will, Christmas episode, the Christmas episode up in Brisbane. And there were a few people in the audience that had never heard the show before. And listening back to it, I realized that we never said, oh, we say Christmas because of me fucking up how to say it last year. So they probably just think I say it like that.
And they accepted you anyway because they are wonderful people.
Just did acknowledge that it was fucking annoying or something. So I think they would have.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
You said anyone else find every time Dave says that fucking annoying?
And I think you said that after maybe the first or second time, and I said it many more times after
that.
No,
I don't think that sounds like me at all. I'm an angel. A little delight. I'm a little Christmas angel.
Angel of death.
Alrighty. Agree to disagree.
Before we get into the episode, what are you guys doing for
Butcher. Angel of death.
Oh, that's actually lyrics. Sorry, I thought you were just going to interrupt me with like naughty sounding words.
Butcher. Angel of death.
Is that naughty to you, Dave?
Oh, butchers are very naughty boys.
Okay. All girls?
Oh, Dave, yeah, got you there on a
fucking
technicality.
Fucking got you, you dog. You fucking dog.
I'm so sorry. Girls can't be naughty.
Correct.
Thank you. Have I won them back?
Hard to say.
Did you?
You were going to ask what we were going to do.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Well, you guys have plans for the Christmas day because we will not be together.
Sadly.
I've put out some questions, asked for some questions from our patrons who will be listening to this, and they involve some stuff like that. So maybe we'll save them for the end after the report. If that's
yeah, cool.
With you guys.
I had no idea, so I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You weren't to know. It was a special surprise.
I'm so sorry I ruined it.
You ruined the surprise. A Christmas surprise that Dad got for us.
To the fucking butcher of death over there. Butcher of death. Whoops.
Infamous butcher, please. Angel of death.
All okay, right. What are you quoting? What are those lyrics? Is that Mastodon or something like that?
Slayer.
Same diff, am I right, JP? Hey-o!
All that. Both very good bands. All right.
I saw Mastodon once at Big Day Out. Very loud.
Okay, 60-year-old who went to Big Day Out.
I kept pointing to my ears saying, these hurt.
Ouchies.
Owies.
Did not go damn well.
Got owies in this.
Ah.
I don't like it.
Do we need to explain how the show works? Probably not to these guys.
I don't think so,
no. We all will also have...
if we do need to, how have you got here?
But everyone listening will also be getting a Christmas postcard.
Yes, those should be coming out, well, arriving soon. A little bit longer if you're overseas because Christmas time is crazy for post.
Yeah, but we, you know, it's coming.
So even if you don't get it on Christmas Day, hopefully before the new year, just a couple more days.
And if not by new year, hopefully, you know, in the first week or two of January.
And hopefully,
if not that.
Hopefully before next Christmas.
Sometime 2018.
They're really good. We think it's another fun photo. I did a weird thing this year and I didn't do a hover hand over Jess. Yeah. There was an idea at one point that we were going to hover hand again and go, hover Merry Christmas, which was very good, obviously. But imagine how good the idea we went with was.
Yeah,
if we ditched that, hover Merry Christmas.
Which we laughed at for about 17 minutes.
Easily.
So the topic this week, as everyone listening will already know because they clicked on it, is the answer to this question. Who, mm-hmm. Jess and Dave?
Santa.
Mrs. Santa. Rudolph.
Who is the vague Icelandic equivalent of Santa Claus?
Oh,
vague.
Yeah, because it's not like for like.
I don't know.
Plays a similar role.
Santa Klauski.
That feels insensitive.
I've been to Iceland, most beautiful country I've ever visited.
I feel like you just said that about Scotland earlier.
Second. So we recorded an episode earlier. Scotland is genuinely the second most beautiful country. I went to the Scottish Highlands and thought I could never go anywhere more beautiful. And then I went to Iceland. So wow. I apologize to Scotland. But
Scottish Highlands are amazing. Oh, I haven't been to Iceland.
Blew my mind.
All right.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
You'll know it from.
Does that have something to do with Yule Lads?
It is the Yule Lads.
From our Christmas episode.
It was, yeah, the runner-up in that vote, and there was a guy in the front row who voted for Yule Lads.
Tim.
Shout out to Tim, who hopefully will be listening to this. It was suggested, actually, by a man from, what's the capital of Iceland called?
Reykjavik.
Reykjavik. I was not going to say that right. A man named Sigur Björg or Sibba. Sigur Björg.
I think that might be a lady.
Okay, sorry, ma'am.
Because I've spoken to her on Facebook before.
Great, what a name. Can you say her name?
Not sure. She also told me an anglicized version of her name.
Which is S-I-B-A, I reckon. Sibba?
Oh, right. Yeah, Sibba.
She bracketed it. Anyway, everyone must be enjoying this.
Especially Sibba, whose name we cannot pronounce. Yes, yeah, she was great. Very nice.
So, yeah, sick. There's like... I didn't realize that even when I put it into the hat that it was suggested by an Icelandic person. So cool. So obviously, if you're listening, sorry about all the things I fuck up here. Your language is tricky. Okay, so the Yule Lads. They're the children of two trolls named Garilla.
Who we'll call Gary.
Oh, yeah.
Gorilla.
Your face is the best part of this, and it's such a waste.
And Lepaludi. That's close-ish. I'm actually reading out the
phonetic
versions that I've written for myself after listening to videos of people talking about them, and I'm still I didn't know it. Anyway,
it is genuinely quite a difficult language.
So their parents are the trolls, Gorilla and Lepaludi.
Gary and Leppy.
And these guys are bad. They were bad news.
Oh, okay.
So the bad kind of troll.
Yeah. Gary was used in stories to scare children into behaving and was mentioned in a text dating back as far as the 13th century. This is an old folk tale.
Hmm.
Children are told that she likes sweet children and boils them in her cauldron, but she can only eat naughty kids. So behave.
And you won't
get eaten.
You won't get eaten.
It's good stuff.
She doesn't have the power to eat good kids, or doesn't have the hunger for it.
Too gamey.
Too gamey, yeah. And in this couple, she's the big scary one, right?
Too gamey, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving on. She's the big scary one. Sorry, it was really funny. So she's the scary one, but is Gary like good cop?
No.
Leppy's bad cop, Gary's bad cop. They're both bad cop. They're trolls.
Gary's bad. Gary's bad cop, but Leppy is
even
kind
more.
Of, no, he's just
superintendent cop. She's in charge of the station.
He's sort of, I think, depicted as being a bit of a lazy, stay at home, good for nothing kind of guy.
Right.
Typical.
Leppa is actually her. And he's often depicted as being beaten down by her, like when they're
typical
represented. Yeah.
The old ball and chain, eh?
He's her third husband.
Oh, okay.
She murdered her first two husbands. Alrighty,
yep.
She murdered them both.
Yep. The first one, she ate.
Must have been naughty.
Not in a fun way.
But also in a fun way.
Yeah. For her, not for him.
Yeah.
They also live with a cat called the Jokokotoran. That is not right. Also known as the Yule Cat or the Christmas Cat.
Let's call it the Yule Cat.
The
Yulpus.
Yulpus.
Yulpus. Yeah,
and
Yulpus.
Not in a good way.
The Yule Cat seems to be an interesting character. It's a big, mean, black cat, and it will eat people who haven't received new clothes in time for Christmas.
What? That hardly seems like it's your fault.
This is a strange strategy.
Quick, Mum, get me some clothes.
Yeah, the pressure's on. Apparently it was
How
used.
How would the cat know?
It's a
fashion cat.
Oh, it knows.
Oh, honey, that is last season.
Round.
That's why Matt was being a cat. Round. Do you remember that?
No.
Do it.
You do a great purr.
Do a cat. Be the cat. Don't recall be the cat. Fashion cat. Come on, fashion cat.
I don't recall the cat, but.
Meow.
Meow. Yeah, so this cat just goes around and goes, yeah, like you say, I guess. Last season. I didn't consider that. But yeah, the cat must have a pretty intimate knowledge of fashion, what's fresh, what's new, what's hip.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things I read was that potentially the idea behind this was to encourage workers to work faster in the cotton mills or something so that they would be rewarded with new clothes and stop them from getting eaten. So somehow the bosses were using this mythical cat as encouragement for their workers to work faster so they would give them like a Christmas bonus of new clothes.
So they wouldn't get eaten.
It's borderline convoluted, to be honest. It's right on the edge. Traditionally, the trolls and their children, the Yule lads, were much scarier, but apparently in the 1700s, a royal decree banned parents from disciplining their kids by scaring them with stories of monsters.
It's so funny that you can ban that.
I know, and it's hard to enforce.
It would be very, well, like, yeah, I don't think, it sounds like they didn't really fully succeed. They've definitely softened them. It used to be like, fuck, like, if you're bad, you will be eaten by this fucking wild gang of trolls. And now it's like, you'll get eaten. You'll get eaten if you're
oi,
bad.
Oi, 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 you'll get eaten.
You'll get eaten. Don't tell the king.
Too many ways, your, like, parents whispering it to you in the dark is much more terrifying. Much more terrifying.
Yeah. You're gonna get fucking eaten. Who said that? Who said that? They didn't have lights back then.
Who said? Who did say that? Who did say that? Don't know. I don't know.
Check the clothes. Check your clothes. Check the tag on your clothes.
They knew. They knew.
Made in 2016.
Fucking fashion cat all no.
Fashion cat. That's a much better name. Fashion cat all no.
That's so terrifying. Not the fashion cat. I don't want to be eaten.
The fashion cat is wearing a leopard print blazer in my head.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is the fashion cat a cat?
Meow. Yeah.
It, right. It's a cat wearing another cat's skin.
Yep.
Love it.
You guys ever seen Red Dwarf?
No.
Comedy show?
Yes.
Yes.
You know the character?
I fucking got you. You got it. I said no, but I have.
The character, the cat, who was an extremely well-dressed, like, vain character. That's what I'm imagining anyway.
God, that was fun.
Some of the nerds at home are being like, oh, yeah, I get that.
I'm picturing, like, a big black domestic cat.
I was picturing a puma.
Like a puma, yeah.
Like a really big cat. A puma.
Puma, yeah. All right. I've changed mine. I've changed mine to the panther.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know the difference between that and a puma, but I do know the pantera is Spanish for panther, I think. So when I said I know and then I topped that sentence with I know and I tailed it with I think, which makes it a little awesome. The Yule cat is a thing I already said. Traditionally, the trolls and their children, the Yule lads, I said that.
Here's a tip. Pick a point you haven't said.
Just as a general handy rule.
The Yule lads aren't as bad as their parents, but they are still assholes. Traditionally.
Nice.
Doesn't say that word anyway, but that is what they are. Traditionally, they would be seen to dress in medieval. This is not relevant to them being assholes. I've put this in one paragraph, but these 2 points don't relate. Traditionally, they would be seen to dress in medieval Icelandic clothes or peasant clothes, I saw someone say. But in the 20th century. Asshole clothes. But in the 20th century, they began wearing more red, like Santa Claus style outfits.
Bit of leather.
Bit of leather.
Like the Eddie Murphy.
Raw.
Eddie Murphy Raw.
Yeah. That's what I'm imagining them in.
Michael Jackson Thriller.
And they all have mohawks.
Okay.
And they just walk around kicking over people's bicycles. And people go, hey. And they go, you want to fucking go? And they go, no.
No, Yule lad.
Take the bike.
Yeah. And the Yule lads go, welcome to the jungle. They're fucking cool, man.
They are so cool.
Yule lads are rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah, you're, when I, oh man.
You're in the jungle, baby.
I'd love, because I'm gonna go through their names and stuff later. I'd love to hear which one of them you think like rocks
got
the hardest.
Most puss.
Probably Slash.
Yule Cat, we call it, but me and my Yule boys. So they basically just look like a bunch of Santa Claus now. So you'll still see that a little bit around. I think that's probably partly because they're easy costumes to find. But around the 1980s, the Icelandic National Museum played a pretty successful role in trying to reintroduce more traditional outfits, and that so it's brought them back a bit. Earlier in the 1980s, it was really going to the Santa suits, and then they've sort of pulled it back to make it a bit more traditional again. According to Iceland Mag, their physical appearance has also changed over time. That's a direct quote. Old stories describe monsters with little resemblance to humans, but by the 19th century, they had assumed a human form. When wealthy merchants began hosting public Christmas tree balls at the end of the 19th century, the Yule lads had become friendly old men who brought treats.
Oh.
It's quite a transformation.
It's a huge transformation.
What a rags to riches story. This is like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, where they just turned him around. Kind Eye for the Troll Guy. Make him nice.
Catchy.
That is catchy. I think that will catch on.
Thank you.
Which is what catchiness does.
I'd love to go back and watch an episode of Queer Eye because they're telling him about the latest fashion and it's all 2004, so it looks so good now.
Fashion Cat would have a field day.
Oh. Only episode I remember seeing, I couldn't watch it anymore because I found it a bit cringy. It was an Australian episode, the Australian version.
So you didn't watch the original version?
They made a guy, like, he looked fine before and everything. He seemed like fine. And then they gave him a makeover and he looked worse. And you could see that his partner was like, oh, thank you. I'm like, what have they done? They've ruined this man's life. I picture them getting divorced.
They've ruined his life.
They were divorced the next week, I reckon.
I reckon he could just like tussle his hair up again and he's fine.
But I think that's what they did. They did something like that. Like they gave him a haircut that uncovered something.
Oh, no. Like a racist
second
tattoo.
Head.
Yeah, like a swastika.
And they were like, oh, just put some sparkles on it. You'll look great.
Yeah. Now just complete it. It's a little window there. A little window into your mind. So how you? I always used to save a swastika. You know, if you saw one on a desk or something, I'd just turn it into a little window of a house.
That's nice.
Yeah. Architecture. And that's why I'm the successful architect you see before you. The tradition is that in the 13 days prior to Christmas, at nighttime, children
13. Ugh.
Yeah, they really get it pretty good over there. So in the 13 days prior to Christmas, at nighttime, children will put their best shoe out on a windowsill.
Just one.
Better be a bloody good shoe.
Be a left.
If the cat's prowling around.
Be a left one for me.
Cat comes on. That's your best shoe.
Meow.
and then
you.
Yeah, quite brutally. Dismembers and mauls you to death, yeah.
Yeah, eats you.
And each night a different Yule lad will drop by to leave a gift for the good kids and a nasty surprise for the misbehaving ones.
Are there 13 of them or do they take turns? Do they rotate?
13 of them, so one a night.
Do they take a shit in the shoe?
The nasty surprise sounds like a shit, but the example that was coming to mind was a raw potato.
Yum.
That is so nasty.
You can make chips out of that. You can make chips out of that. You can roast it. Put some sour cream.
Put a bit of foil around it. Oh, sour cream, a bit of butter. Oh, my God. Mm. Hello, boys. The Yule Lad myth has evolved over the years. The amount of Yule Lads used to vary. Over the years, there have been as many as 82 different lads I saw somewhere.
The 82 days of Christmas.
But I think that was just regional stuff and, you know, there were not everyone had the same lads and that sort of stuff. But they've eventually been standardized, being brought down to 13, corresponding to the 13 days of Christmas. They each visit one night leading up to Christmas, as I've sort of said, and these seem to be based around a poem called Jólasveinasvissu by Johann Frakutalum. What does an umlaut do over an O? Does it elongate it? Motorhead confused me, right? Because they just pronounce their name Motorhead, but there's umlauts out the bloody wazoo. So I didn't learn anything, which I could have learnt from Lemmy there. Anyway, it was translated to English by 20th century Icelandic writer Hallberg Hallmundsson. It's a cool name and much more pronounceable, even though I might not have got it right. If you'd like, and hopefully you will, because that is the rest of the report, I'll take you through the 13 lads now.
Please.
As they stand. So visiting on the 12th of December, which is the first one, is... I'll try the first Icelandic name, but I'll probably just do the English translations. Stekkjarstor. English translation, Sheepcoat Clod.
Still makes little sense.
Okay, well, let me describe him for you. This guy tries to suck milk from sheep, from the ewes.
Oh, dear.
But...
No,
he
good.
Struggles to because he has stiff peg legs and he can't bend down.
Did he try and get them on like a hill or something?
This is a character that people celebrate Christmas with every year on the 12th. A little peg leg troll.
He can't get down to the milk. He's so skinny because he gets no nutrients.
And then I guess. Well, because he can't do that, he puts a little treat in your shoe.
Or a potato.
I love it. I love it.
That's great.
Anyway, he needs a crane to get the ewe up.
This is something I've cut out the verses of the poems that relate to each one, and I can read them if you want me to. Maybe you don't want me to read all 13, but let me know if you want to hear the poem verse about these characters, right?
Okay.
The next one, number two, Giljagur.
I reckon they even nailed that.
Mm-hmm.
His English name, Gully Gork.
Gully Gork.
Now, what do you reckon this guy does?
Has a bloody gork.
Basically. He hides in gullies until the chance arises to steal milk from the milk shed.
What the fuck are they? They're obsessed with milk.
They love milk. It's the most
bottled
valuable
milk
resource.
Revolutionized their lives.
Who's he steal it from?
He steals it just from the farmers. So they're all, like, these go back to, like, when Iceland was just a very farmy place, which it may still be. It's not, is it? It's a super, isn't it, like, one of the most progressive countries in the world? Am I right in saying that? But then they had that trouble a few years ago.
They've gone through, like, three presidents in the last 3 years because one of them was corrupt and all kinds of things. But yeah, they're happy people.
I just realised I was just blank staring at you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
I wasn't sure if Jess
was like, he's not corrupt.
Jess, this will get you back in. This next guy, Stufu.
Oh, I love him.
Translation, stubby.
Oh, yeah.
Which obviously is a
he's
small.
He's your favourite.
Small beer bottle. a short and stubby fellow, makes sense. He steals cooking pans to eat the crust left off them.
Yeah, I like him.
Wow, he goes for scraps. At least he's avoiding the milk market.
Yeah, get rid of it. I hate milk.
I hate milk. Get rid of it.
I can't relate to any of these characters. They're obsessed with milk, but this guy, he likes pies.
He likes
Dave,
crusts.
Are you starting,
he's your kind of man.
You are starting to pick up a little pattern here because it continues.
Okay.
The next one has got letters in it that I don't know what they are, so I'll just go with the English spoon licker.
That sounds now, like a weird insult.
Wait, Jess, don't jump ahead. I'm gonna explain what he is.
Matt, I'm sorry.
This guy.
Is he also like
he steals spoons to lick.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
He comes on the 15th of December.
He comes then, does he?
Yep.
Hmm.
The fourth was spoon licker. Like spindle, he was thin. He felt himself in clover. When the cook wasn't in, then stepping up he grappled the stirring spoon with glee, holding it with both hands, for it was slippery.
Oh, that was better. Also, we didn't say we wanted to hear that verse.
Yeah, that's a fair point. All right, next guy, Potter Skeffel.
Harry Potter enthusiast.
Oh, this is good.
What do you reckon this guy?
What
do you think his English name might be?
And Butterbeer.
His name is
Potfucker.
Not that far off. Pot scraper.
Oh, was he scraping with his dick?
Yes.
All right. Well.
This guy steals the scraps left in pots.
This is an island of scabs.
I think they're just resourceful. Like, they don't like waste.
This one, I think maybe this is a good one to read. Like I've read each one of them almost now. Podscraper, the fifth one, was a funny sort of chap. When kids were given scrapings, he'd come to the door and tap. And they would rush to see if there really was a guest. Then he hurried to the pot and he had a scraping fest.
You just hear scrape, 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 scrape.
These are...
Good input, so, Dave.
Well, in my mind, like, why didn't he just knock 10 minutes earlier when the pot was full?
Yeah.
They come to the door and he grabs the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. And so the kids are going, oh, what's going on? For some reason, we all just had a pot with scraps and we've left it over there.
If you just asked, we probably would have given it to you. Scraps. We don't need it.
You're a guy who comes and gives us presents. The least we could do is give you some scraps.
It's fucking scrape.
We'll give you the bit before the scraps.
I wish you were here 5 minutes ago.
I would have cut you off a slice.
Fucking peg legs out the back trying to fuck a sheep.
All right. Suck a sheep.
Sorry, suck a sheep.
Okay, this next guy, English name, Bowl Licker. There's 13 of these.
What are we up to?
We're up to six.
They've already run out of names.
This guy, for some reason, hides under beds, waiting for someone to put their bowl down.
He's a bedpan licker. Oh, no. Put the bedpan down. Oh, yeah. I'm eating tonight.
He's not an eater. He's a licker.
Oh, he's licking the poo.
He's lapping.
Lapping the poo.
No. But apparently they've got some certain kind of bowl with a lid on it, which is specific to them over there.
A ramekin?
In the poem, the first line of the poem says, bowl licker, the sixth one, was shockingly ill-bred. Bit rough.
His parents were brother and sister.
From underneath the bedsteads, he stuck his ugly head.
Oh.
Bloody hell. And when the bowls were left to be licked by dog or cat, he snatched them for himself, for he sure was good at that.
Poor dog.
Wait, this next guy actually breaks the pattern a little bit.
He's not a licker
or a scraper or a sheep fucker.
His name is Huroascular.
Okay.
Some of that.
Yeah.
English name?
Door slammer.
Oh my god, my brother. He cannot close the door quietly.
Really?
Yeah. He either leaves them wide open or just slams them. There's no middle ground. He can't just close the door. It's always like, doosh! Like, oh, Michael's here.
They're all very, very one-dimensional characters, aren't they?
Much like my brother.
Then there's, I don't know how to say this.
Hold on, what does door slammer do?
Oh.
David.
Sorry.
David.
Dave, have a guess.
Oh, probably something with a bowl.
He fucks stalls.
They all fuck sheep, but what sets him apart?
Is that he tries to put his dick in keyholes.
Yeah. Oh, this one fits.
It's not a big keyhole, he just has a tiny dick.
Oh, yeah, his ding-a-ling's tiny.
Skier Gobbler.
Oh, this is my one. This is my one.
Gobbler?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want this one to be yours?
Ski Gobbler.
All right, Matt, what's Ski Gobbler?
Well, he loves eating skier, which is kind of like an Icelandic Greek yogurt. So if you can picture that.
I am.
That's what Dave is.
He does love yogurt.
I love ski. Ski delight.
You eat a lot of yogurt.
I do. I ate one today.
Did ya?
Dave, do you still think this is you? This is the poem?
No matter what you say, yes.
Skier Gobbler the Eighth was an awful stupid bloke. He lambasted the skier tub till the lid on it broke. Then he stood there gobbling. His greed was well known. Until about to burst, he would bleat, howl and groan.
Yes!
Sounds all right.
Yeah, that's me. I eat till I fucking explode.
I would have thought this next one would have been you with your German heritage.
Absolutely not. This one is the opposite of me.
Sausage swiper. He hides out till he can steal sausages while they're being smoked.
He hides out.
So he comes on the 20th of December. Then we've got window peeper.
Oh, that's me.
Jess Perkins.
He's a creep who looks through windows and steals what he finds.
Mainly sausages.
Yeah, I breathe heavily on the windows. And then I draw dicks in the breath.
This one also sounds a little bit like Dave. We're up to the 11th now, getting through these. Doorway sniffer.
I mean,
he sounds like you, but his description is more like me. A massively nosed guy who sniffs out traditional Icelandic leaf bread to steal and eat, which is so me.
Why does he sniff doors? Door slam. He's constantly getting his nose caught when door slam comes along. Yeah,
Those two do not get along.
Oh, no. That's why they all go on a different night, I guess. Right. Yeah.
They can't be in the same room.
This one might be a bit of you as well, Dave.
Just the final one?
Why that? Second last. Dave?
Meat hook. Because you're a vegetarian.
That's true.
I'm a meat hook.
I was basically swipping and switching between you two, but it was a meat hook.
Mm-hmm, you're right. Thank you.
But I was trying to be.
Thanks, Matt.
Just trying to be respectful of your lifestyle.
Thank you.
No worries. He has a hook which he uses to steal meat.
I like his subtlety. Sets him apart.
I quite like how they just, the poem just sort of, each one of them, each verse is like, meat hook, the 12th one. I love a list. His talent would display as soon as he arrived on St. Thorlak's Day. He snagged himself a morsel of meat of any sort, although his hook at times was a tiny bit short. Davey.
I mean, I prefer the one whose dick was so small it went in a keyhole, but okay.
And then finally, on Christmas Eve, 24th of December, candle stealer. He would steal candles. And you might be thinking, but they're not food. Well, back in the day, apparently they were edible.
Oh. I mean, sometimes they smell amazing.
I
mean,
I wasn't even thinking that they weren't edible.
You weren't thinking that?
No, I was
assuming they'd be edible.
Oh, yeah, he just steals candles. It's fair enough.
I mean, there was door slammer. It's not necessarily edible, is it? Unless it's a door on a gingerbread house. Well played, Matthew.
Took the words right out of my mouth there.
I love these Yule lads.
I love them.
I love them too. I really do.
Is there drawings of them? The cartoon?
Well, yeah, but they're... Depending on you, the people dress as them too, so you'll see them.
So, do you reckon Icelandic people can go, door sniffer, you are?
I reckon
they do spell Yoda. Pardon?
He has the big nose.
Oh, right.
So, but potentially.
Like meat hook, tiny dick.
Well, he's got a hook.
Okay. What about pot scraper? Got a scraper. I'm a fucking idiot. I'm so sorry.
He goes around with pots, mate. John, well, I've got to finish off the report here is the last few paragraphs of this poem. I haven't read them yet.
But let's go for it. Let's do
reading
it.
Reading some Icelandic poetry. Jess has gone onto her Facebook.
Yep, I'm bored.
On Christmas night itself, so a wise man writes, which is arrogant, saying that about himself. The lads were all restrained and just stared at the lights, trying to read it like people would read this as a poem.
Yeah, it's good.
Then one by one they trotted off into the frost and snow. On Twelfth Night, the last of the lads used to go. Their footprints in the Highlands are effaced not for long. The memories have all turned to image and to song.
That's rousing stuff.
Did you feel roused by that?
I'm roused.
I'm e-roused.
E-roused? That's an online kind of rousing.
E-rousing.org.
Let's get roused. Let's get roused.
E-roused.
Okay,
Icelandic fact.
Here we go.
Here we bloody go.
When my girlfriend and I were in Iceland.
We get it. You've got a girlfriend.
You've been to Iceland.
We hired a car. Oh, you can drive.
Yeah, I can. I've driven there. And we drive around. Mostly the people that travel in Iceland, there's a lot of Americans that go there.
We get it. You met Americans.
But mostly older people, like retirees, go there. And they're always decked out from head to toe in like Kathmandu style. They've got the hiking boots, the waterproof pants, all this kind of stuff. And we're just walking around in jeans, like Nikes and like a denim jacket. We were very underprepared. But one thing we did like
to do. I thought you were saying they were overprepared, but you fucked it.
We were very underprepared. I went hiking
It's called Iceland.
I went hiking on a glacier in jeans. Not a good thing. Anyway, and one thing we would do was blast the stereo playing Jennifer Lopez's Jenny from the Block. We drive past and we saw old people on the side of the road. We wind the windows down, put the stereo on full, and ruin the serenity with a bit of Jenny from the Block.
Wow, Dave, that's fun. Did you have fun with that?
I had a great time.
Was that fun for you?
Ruining and maybe scaring older people's.
Yeah. They might have had heart conditions.
In many ways, I was just auditioning for my role as a future Yule lad.
True.
Causing mischief.
Real asshole.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to let me pose some questions that have been put out to us from
some Christmas
our
questions.
Listeners?
Yes.
Our patrons?
Yes.
This one's from Jacob Giron. When is Bob's tattoo happening? I said they can be Christmas or non-Christmas related, whatever they like. When is Bob's tattoo happening? And will you guys ever record a video of the pods? It would be nice to see all of Matt's regret faces and Dave's reactions.
Those are very good questions.
Got that, Jess.
Well, no, I mean, he led with a question about Bob.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
For your question.
And we were going to do it a few weeks ago at the time of recording.
We ran out of time. Because of the photo shoot. No, everything just took long. We did it. We got a lot done that day.
We got so much done that day. It was a very productive day. The tattoo had to get bumped. So
almost did it at late night in Brisbane.
I was very serious about that.
Yeah,
I
we should have.
We found a place that was open until what?
1 a.m.
Pardon me, 1 a.m.
But I will go to the place in Melbourne that I know and trust.
Probably not at 1 a.m.
Probably not at 1 a.m. They close at 8.
I'm keen. Yeah. So hopefully it will have already happened by the time this comes out.
Yeah, hopefully. If not, very, very soon.
And we actually did record one of the pods on the 360, but I've never even figured out how to get that out.
Oh, yeah.
But we should try and do that.
Do you guys want that? Videos? Be cool.
Mm. I'm assuming Jacob does. It would feel like a win. Are you ever going to do it? Yeah.
Please don't.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Next question.
Dave Swenson.
Hello, Dave. Just fun to say.
I think you were just saying that to yourself there, mate.
Yeah. Sorry. Who's the question from?
Dave Swenson.
Hello, Dave.
Do you think it's strange that we haven't seen any suggestion of a connection between Santa and the Mothman? I mean, they have very similar powers. Flight, incredible speed, the ability to turn to dust.
These are true.
Well, I've never thought about it, but that is...
I can't. I'm trying to think of something that's different between the two.
It's a dusty old bastard.
Does that mean that the sculpture artist... Do you see how I saved myself saying sculptor wrong? And I just added, I said sculpture when I meant sculptor. And I saved it by. Did you know that? Remember that sculpture artist? We figured out he was the Mothman. Could he also be Santa?
Oh, never thought about that.
We can't prove otherwise, so I'm going to say yes.
I think he definitely is. Yeah. Be great. Mothman is Santa.
The Mothman dropped off Christmas presents.
That'd be sick.
And then turned to dust.
Ooh.
To be honest, I didn't know that was something Santa could do, turn to dust, but. I like that. But he can't like sparkle dust or something, right? Is that how he goes down the chimney? Turns into sparkle dust?
No.
Or is that My Little Ponies?
My Little Pony.
That's how they get down chimneys.
My Little Santa.
Thanks so much for the question, Dave Swenson. That is a fucking great theory.
Stop yelling at Dave.
Sorry, Dave. I was yelling with you, not against you. Mm. Here's a question from Josh Carson. What's the topic that you hated reporting on the most?
Ooh, Jess? I mean, you did do My Little Ponies. How'd you feel about that?
Fine.
I reckon I reckon mine is very fresh in the mind. It was the Christmas episode. It was the second. I did five stories in that bit of Christmas mysteries, and the second one I felt like that. I realized as I was telling it, maybe even before, that it was just a sad story without any real. It did, yeah. Anyway, that one I didn't.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think I've hated any of the reports. It's just some that have been harder, like Helen Keller.
Helen Keller was hard.
That for was all of us. It was a difficult one to make light or humor out of an incredibly courageous
and I think we made a decision early. Like there was a few opportunities early for maybe where we would normally be smart asses and we set the tone early and just never.
You couldn't get out of that.
Never got out of that.
But also Riverdance because you guys just did not get on board as I imagined you might and
sorry.
Then I just had to fight through pretending I didn't care, but I care so much.
Man, that broke people's hearts listening.
I know, sorry. Which is so funny.
Dave they really hated Dave.
Dave hugged me when we finished that episode. Do you remember that? You just came over and gave me a hug and said, sorry.
I felt guilty.
Because when really we're being arseholes, nearly always we're joking.
Yeah.
I'd say 99% of the time.
Agreed.
And I think that Dave's the least arsehole person I know.
Who's the most?
Jess.
Well, what are the chances you host the pod with the people you feel that way about?
On a spectrum.
Yeah.
I'm looking at old episodes. Your least favourite report to do.
Right. No, I've already said that. But yeah. It's
and I've never done a bad report, so never done a bad report.
That's true. Yeah, no, we're not.
Your reports are always.
I'm looking
good.
Back at the old topics just to remind myself and
there's nothing that's been hard for you to do.
I think I enjoyed them all. Even like I've been very fortunate with because I picked most of my topics as you know, before the Patreon vote, and then I started having ones that Patreon people chose. I'd always put three topics in that were pretty good, but then that nearly every time the one that I wanted the most got picked, so that was cool.
Yeah, awesome.
That's interesting. For the Christmas one, I was hoping for the Silent Night one to get picked, and I thought it was going to, which showed my naivete.
Never put a mystery option in there.
Yeah, it was like when it like smashed it, I was like, oh, obviously. But I'm like, it doesn't even have a topic. Like, it was so vague that I didn't think it was going to get picked. But, yeah, it was a really fun one to do because it meant I could choose a bunch of different things. So I enjoyed that overall. It was just that one bad choice I made for that second story. Thank you, Josh Carson. Alice Leslette asks, what is your favorite Christmas foods? Mine is pumpkin bake and gingerbread, yum yum.
Oh, gingerbread is good.
It does sound yum yum. Pumpkin bake, I can imagine what it is, but I've never had it, but I love it.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds like a great. I'm going to have a stab at Alice's from a winter Christmas place. That sounds like a very wintry pumpkin bake. Although a lot of our foods for Christmas are still very wintery. Traditional European,
my favorite.
Wintry.
I love turkey.
Salmon and salad. You love that.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
I'd say my favorite is peas and gravy. Fucking love peas and gravy.
Nice.
And roast spuds, as we talked about before.
Oh, yes.
With gravy.
Yeah.
Or butter. Or sour cream.
Just roast spuds.
Roast spuds.
If there's a cheesecake going, hello.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's always good desserts. My auntie on my dad's side makes a really good cheesecake, so that might be there this year. My auntie on my mum's side, I've got 100 aunties, but one of them makes a really good like rice salad. Oh, it's always so good. Goes quickly though. Very popular. Mari,
mainly because
if you're out there.
There's 99 other aunties eating it.
There's so many of them.
There's a traditional, well, it's not traditional, but I guess it is. It's there every Christmas where one of my aunties will make it's like this ice cream cake, but she's melted all sorts of other things into it.
Oh, wow.
Like bits of, you know, cherry ripe and Freddo frogs and just like all sorts of chocolate. It's really weird, but it just, and then it freezes back up and you sort of cut a slice out and you'll have these chunks of.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
So does she own a Cold Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, she basically does Cold Rock.
Okay, guys, I spend Christmas alone, all right? Is that what you wanted to – is that what they do at Cold Rock?
I go to KFC and get some gravy and peas, and then I go to Cold Rock and get an ice cream.
And I fucking love Christmas. So good. Thank you for that question, Alice. Ellie Nicholas asks, do you have any Christmas traditions?
Yes.
Okay.
Next question. Christmas Eve is where I have dinner with just my parents and my brother and his wife, and we open presents. And usually, or the last few years, we all give each other presents, but you have like a $10 limit. So you end up just getting like really funny, dumb joke presents. My brother usually ends up buying us all the same thing. So one year he gave us all these like Nerf guns, and then we had a big battle in the living room. It was so much fun. Yeah. That's our Christmas tradition.
It's so joyous.
Mm.
Nerf battles. That's so joyous.
It was so sweet.
It does actually sound so fun.
It was really fun.
We do the like the Irish Kringle, you know that one? So you'll have like an amount,
yeah.
$30 or whatever, $20. And you wrap and you put it in and then everyone gets I wonder if it was invented in Ireland or why it's got a name. But then everyone gets their name picked out. You've got your name in there a couple times. And then if you get your name picked out, you get to pick one out of the pile. unwrap it, and then as you go around, you can start stealing.
Mm.
So if you pick it out and someone has some of what you want, you know, very Christmassy, yeah. you steal it off them and you give them what you had.
That sounds so awful. Have you seen that episode of The Office where it goes horribly wrong, the American version? I think they call it Nasty Christmas.
Oh, really?
Because the problem is Steve Carell, the boss, Michael Scott, everyone spends $10 and he buys someone an iPod, which at the time is, you know, $300 worth. So, of course, everyone wants that.
Right. But that, I think that's the fun part when there is something that people want. It's just a fun game and no one really cares because it is. Anyway, that's a fun tradition. What about you, Dave? I don't know if that really answers the question.
Not so much tradition. I try and watch Die Hard around Christmas time because I love it.
And it's a great Christmas movie.
It is.
As we 100%.
And the people that argue that it isn't a Christmas movie, take Christmas away from that film. The film's no longer there. Mm. They're at a fucking Christmas party, okay?
My housemate and I have a game where this is all the year, where we like to choose the worst movie we can find on Netflix and we sit and we watch it together and just rip it to shreds. It's really fun. The other day we watched A Christmas Prince. And it was an absolute piece of shit.
I love it.
And we loved it. It's fantastic.
Did you see the Bill Murray's Christmas a couple of years ago on Netflix?
I started to watch it and I was like, ugh.
It was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
I've watched it every Christmas since it came out, which is two Christmases.
It's so bad.
I really like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Bill Murray a lot.
Yeah, I think you just...
But I hate musicals.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about it. I just fucking love Christmas. If you could be anywhere on the earth for Christmas, where would you be?
North Pole.
Asking for a friend. That's from Riley Bartholomew.
North Pole.
I know where yours would be, Matt.
Gary, Indiana.
Absolutely.
Never in doubt.
Dave?
Iceland. I want to meet some of these Yule lads and most beautiful country I've ever been to.
Jess, this one's specifically for you from Lizzie Phillips. What's the rule for present buying in your house this year? And I'm changing it because I'll just read what it says. What's the rule for present buying in Jess's house this year? And does she have to show receipts this time?
Oh, because I must have talked about that last time. Yeah, because there was one year where you had to show receipts that you'd definitely spent under $50. Oh, actually, yes. No, that time, it was like $10. There was five of us. You had to buy five presents, but you could only do it in one shop. So you had to pick a shop.
Oh, that's right. I remember
go
that.
There
and we were
and buy all of your presents.
JB Hi-Fi, I think.
Right. That's
where'd you end up going that year?
I think I went to Kmart. I think so. I don't remember now. Or Reject Shop. Like you just go somewhere that you can get stuff cheap. And you had to show a receipt. It was very fun.
My secret is this book clearance place that has been closing down near work since before last Christmas. It still says closing down sale. And they sell every book for $6. And sometimes
it's such an annoying amount. Five or ten.
I know. It should be. But they sometimes have like good hardback stuff that obviously they've just printed too many copies of. They just need to get rid of it. You look bloody generous. Mm-hmm. You've just spent $6.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Genius.
Sam Jones asks, in the spirit of Christmas, will Matt say do go Patreon at the end of the ep?
Yes. Yes, you should.
Come on, Matty.
Well, let's find out together.
Okay.
Right now I'm thinking no, but let's see what the spirit of Christmas does.
You said you love Christmas.
I do fucking love Christmas. It's a weird thing about this thing and the postcard that you guys will get is that I play this in the photo. I'm this guy that hates Christmas, right, I guess. But I reckon I love Christmas more than you and you. And you, I'm pointing it at the camera.
There's no camera.
Was that from The Simpsons? What was that Simpsons thing?
It's like, I can't possibly solve this. Can you, Chief Wiggum? Oh, yeah, I guess I'll give it a shot. Who shot Mr. Burns part one?
Very good stuff. Josie Penning, just a few more here. Josie Penning asks, has Dave's mum's cousin finally learnt that you don't serve salmon and salad for Christmas yet?
Well, it was served last year, Mum's cousin, but thankfully this year we will not be spending Christmas with them.
Yeah, because of the salmon and salad incident.
Salmon and salad. What was good? I will report that luckily someone brought a turkey last year, which is one of my favourites.
Turkey, they're such an ugly bird. Is that why you enjoy eating them to death? They're probably already dead, aren't they?
Well, most of the time.
Yeah. Isn't that weird thing they do in America? The president will spare a turkey?
He'll pardon one.
Pardon one turkey. Such a the most powerful person in the world. So,
yeah,
just having a bit of fun,
showing his power or her power.
but it's always been his power.
So far, but I did not want this podcast to date badly. Yeah,
fair enough. Jenny Lavelle asks, what's your favorite Christmas song? Brackets. Oh, well, I'll see what happens then. Dave, favorite Christmas song?
I want to know what's in the brackets.
Favorite Christmas song.
I don't want a love
for what was Christmas. In the brackets? I was hoping this will get Jess to sing.
Fuck!
Now I love it, Jenny.
She's good.
She's very good.
I love Let It Snow. Plays at the end of Die Hard. One and two. Brilliant.
What's the Ronettes one? I really like that one. Jingle Bell Rock, is it? No.
Jingle Bell Rock is fun.
What's the one? They've got to go.
Sleigh Bells.
Sleigh Bell. Dun, 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 yeah, that's sick. Dun, 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 love that one.
Yeah, that one's fun.
Love How to Make Gravy, if you count that, by Paul Kelly. I love Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. I love A Christmas Jewel by...
Oh, that's a great one, Pogues.
Hives and Cyndi Lauper duet.
It's an odd combo.
Real good song.
But of the super traditional ones, I love Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
That's a rousing tune.
Love that. Or Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's good.
That's joyful.
You know what I mean. Need I go on? All right.
What about John Lennon's...
Imagine, yes. I knocked over my own microphone.
Your recovery was brilliant. You caught it before it hit the deck. A couple more, only two left here. Riz Azaf asks.
Oh, Riz Azaf.
Yeah, Riz Azaf, sorry.
We've had some correspondence from Riz before. I think we've just thanked Riz. You remember the crazy cool names.
That is crazy cool.
This poses
crazy cool, Riz.
An interesting question. I love how Jenny, like,
she fucking got me.
She got you so good. But I think she just wanted, she's hoping. Double brackets probably meant don't tell her, and I almost fucked that. But anyway.
Don't blame her.
Riz asks, what are you bringing to the Do Go On Christmas dinner? Which also poses a question, I guess. Were you going to do a Christmas dinner?
Yes.
I'd love to do that.
I never thought about it, but we should.
Well, we kind of did it last year with our Christmas card writing. We'll just do that.
We'll do it with the Christmas card writing.
We write Christmas cards and we listen to Christmas carols and we order some food.
We'll try and do a video from that for you guys.
Cute.
But what are we bringing?
I reckon.
What are we bringing?
I
think, yeah.
And tell me this.
Well, give me a course. Who's doing dessert? Who's doing mains? Who's doing entree?
I'll do dessert.
Okay. Dave, what are you doing?
Well, entree's easier, so I'll say that.
All right, great. What are you? Well, let's kick us off then, Dave.
Cheese platter.
Cheese platter. Fuck, that's good. Can I request some cheddars?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Not. You can request.
What are you going to do for mains?
For mains, then, I think I'm going to go.
Let's not make any promises. We'll probably order Uber Eats or something.
Oh, we'll almost definitely order, order something delivered. I will make. I'm going to make peas with gravy.
Oh, good stuff.
With a little extra, a little tomato sauce for that extra tang.
Oh, a little je ne sais quoi.
How do you say? And for dessert, bringing us home, JP.
I'm thinking probably just a Magnum each.
Oh, that's nice. Do we get to pick the flavor? Yeah. Almond for me.
Almond for you.
This is a real nutritious
meal. What are you going to have?
Cheese, piece of gravy.
And then a Magnum.
What's your favorite Magnum flavor?
I imagine. I don't know if I've had them all, but I normally like the mint, choc mint ones.
Yeah.
Or berry ones. Do they do berry ones?
Maybe. Bring... I like the ego.
Not a dirty word where I come from. Australia.
Bringing you back to Iceland really quickly.
Here we go.
Everything is very expensive in that country.
Okay.
I stopped at a petrol station to fill up and then we're like, oh, we'll get a little dessert. This will be nice. We'll get a Magnum each. Oh, no prices. Strange. Anyway, we'll go up there. They ring it up. Two Magnums. Nearly $20.
And you bought them?
Well, you can't. It's embarrassing to be like, I'm going to put this back in the freezer.
That is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
And were they particularly good Magnums?
No, they were shit. They were worse. I'm sorry to shit all over Iceland. beautiful country. You've done
nothing but compliment it this whole time.
Yeah, that's the one problem. The only problem I have is that I paid so much for a Magnum that sucked.
Yeah, if it was the best Magnum you ever had, you'd be like, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, final question. This one's from Joseph Dana.
Joseph Dage?
Yeah, Dana? Dana?
Diana.
This one's from Joseph Dana. What was the strangest gift you received at Christmas? Krishmish.
Strangest gift.
Strangest gift. That's a tough one. I can't remember any weird fucked gifts.
No.
For my 21st birthday, I got a blow-up grandma-themed sex doll from two of my best friends, and they blew it up, and my grandpa has never forgotten it.
For my 21st, one of my friends who I was doing yoga classes with at the time got me Better Sex Through Yoga, a 3DVD set.
Wow.
Still sealed.
Better Sex Through Yoga.
Through yoga.
Was that by
boning your yoga teacher?
Were they hoping to...
No.
Were they hitting on you?
Was it? No. Maybe.
Were they suggesting strongly that you're not having good sex?
Yeah.
As a 21-year-old?
Yeah. As all 21-year-olds are having... The best sex.
Were you doing yoga?
Yeah.
And are you still doing yoga?
No.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
Mm. Sex has been downhill.
Oh. And it wasn't good to start with.
Worst sex from lack of yoga. That's a weird DVD.
Yeah, why would you do that? Who'd buy that?
I can't.
Any weird gifts? I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can't really either.
There's always something.
There's got to be something. I don't tend to get a heap of presents these days. I can't remember back to anything.
In the $10 rule, my brother bought my sister-in-law the same pair of shoes. Both of us bought us the same pair of these blue sandals. We both love blue. And a bottle of cider each. Reportedly, like a fancy
flavor.
These
are under $10.
Really?
Were the sandals $4?
Or was it probably. One... I think they were Kmart. They're probably very cheap.
Wow.
I just probably remember, I think. No, I definitely remember, but I think this is probably the shittest gift I ever got. We used to, in my extended family, for a little while we were doing it, you had to make the present, and it was a KK. So everyone had to make, and there's a lot of creative people in the family, so it was like a lot of cool things going around. And you know, I spent ages, I made a backpack out of this like felt material. Anyway, it was pretty good. And I was like, you know, kid, it was probably pretty shit. But the present I got was a little nut thing, and you open it up and inside it looks like a bug sort of with rubbery legs moving, which you'll see in any $2 shop.
Oh man, I bought my dad one once for Christmas.
They cost $2. Not only did they not make it, but they just got the shittest thing they could find.
Mm.
It was brutal. Other people are getting like, you know, massive statues and paintings and all these, like,
you got
a table.
Not even homemade shit bug.
Aww.
And you just had to be like, thank you.
Yeah.
And I go, what the fuck? Like,
you're not allowed
now
to
I scale. Probably would say, the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
This is not what Christmas is about. Me being disappointed. Anyway, no, fair enough. Good on them. It hasn't scarred me. It took me a while to access that memory.
But now we've unlocked it. Oh, God.
Well, that was a very the Yule Lads was a lot of fun, and the second half was very self-indulgent. But hopefully, you guys, I mean, at least
self-enjoyed it.
Let us know if you've ever had any weird gifts, especially for Christmas.
Yeah, this is something on the Patreon. Well, it's a place where you guys can talk about anything. We can chat whenever you like. You know, comment on there. That's a place we obviously focus on pretty hard.
Oh, we're so hard.
We're hard.
When we focus on
that. We focus on that. So please, if you ever do have anything you want to talk about, do it there. It's a very good place. There's not, because, you know, there's not millions of people in there. Get like the Twitter, often things get lost in there. But on the Patreon, we should ideally always get to you. So please keep in touch. Stay safe.
Drop us a line.
Enjoy your Christmas. Hope you have a great time.
Christmas.
Or whatever you do at the end of the year. And bloody good on you.
And there's only one thing left to say, and hopefully we'll all indulge.
Oh, he's cringing.
The Krishmish spirit for the first and only time of the year, and that is to say thank you for listening, and
do go pay.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I just feel so ill. You've ruined Christmas. Nah, it's not possible. Bye.
See ya.
Nah, bye.